Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. I'm your host today, David Robbins, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. This issue is a bit all over the place. There's very little consistency to it, and there are a lot of different organizations lobbing in updates, so I'll do my best to keep it brief. On March 2nd, the GAO released a report that describes the results of the Whistleblower Protections Pilot Program and assesses the extent to which 4 selective executive departments, Commerce, Homeland Security, Interior, and State, implemented the pilot program from 2013 to 2015. The program was introduced to expand the whistleblower rights of contractors at civilian agencies against reprisal, such as firings or demotions. Although the pilot program was intended to expand the persons and entities to which a whistleblower can disclose misconduct, GAO reported, among other things, that some agencies did not forward investigations to the appropriate authorities and that some contractors were unaware of the pilot program. GAO recommended improving the pilot program's policies and guidance, as well as better establishing communication with contractors. In an interesting twist, we note that the pilot program became permanent by law in late 2016. So now it's permanent, it's here forever, and I guess these opportunities for improvement remain. We'll note that both houses of Congress have now jumped in on the act of moving to repeal the Fair Pay and Safe Workplaces regulatory experiment. Doesn't seem like that will ever take effect. Now, speaking of Congress, the House passed a measure last Friday to make sanctions for frivolous federal lawsuits mandatory again, with Republican backers claiming the bill would cut down on frivolous lawsuits. The bill amends the sanctions provisions in Rule 11 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure to require the court to impose an appropriate sanction on any attorney, firm, or party that has violated or is responsible for the violation of the rule with regard to representations to the court. Any sanction must compensate parties injured by the conduct in question. The bill removes a provision that prohibits filing a motion for sanctions if the challenged paper, claim, defense, contention, or denial is withdrawn or appropriately corrected within 21 days after service, or within another time the court sets. Courts may impose additional sanctions, including striking the pleadings, dismissing the suit, non-monetary directives, or penalty payments, if warranted, for effective deterrence. It'll be interesting to see where, if anywhere, this goes. And according to a Department of Justice press release, CA Inc. has agreed to pay $45 million to resolve allegations under the False Claims Act that it made false statements and claims in the negotiation and administration of a General Services Administration contract. Again, according to the press release and the press release only, this settlement resolves all allegations that CA did not fully and accurately disclose its discounting practices to GSA contracting officers. Specifically, the agreement resolves claims that the CA provided false information about the discounts it gave commercial customers for its software licenses and maintenance services at the time the contract was negotiated in 2002 and was extended in 2007 and in 2009. Additionally, the settlement resolves claims that CA violated the price reduction clause in the contract by not providing government customers with additional discounts when commercial discounts improved. Just an item for anyone doing business in the commercial marketplace, GSA schedules, and dealing with price reduction clauses. Something to be aware of, that enforcement in this area is ongoing. Moving to GAO, GAO sustained a protest by Tribalco LLC, which protested the issuance of a delivery order to IAP Worldwide Services, Inc. by the Army. Tribalco alleged that the Army's evaluation of both its and IAP's proposals was flawed in various respects, including improperly finding that submitted schedules lacked adequate detail or failed to include required deliverables. GAO upheld the Army's decision that Tribalco's proposal did not satisfy requirements pertaining to an integrated master schedule of performance, but also found that the Army failed to penalize IAP for related flaws, which was, quote, unreasonable and demonstrative of disparate treatment, unquote. GAO found that this conduct was prejudicial to Tribalco, given that the Army should have disqualified IAP in this lowest price, technically acceptable competition. GAO recommended conducting discussions with the competitors, requesting revised proposals, and making a new selection. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. We will see you again in 2 weeks, probably with 2 co-hosts, but for now, if you have any questions, I can be reached at 202 202- 604-2627. Thank you.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll & Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.